This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This is Boston Sports Station.
WEEI.
Sports Radio 93.7 WEEI-FM and HD1 Lawrence Boston. A radio.com sports station. This is your 60-second COVID-19 update on WEEI.
I'm Danielle Murr with your 7 a.m. COVID-19 update. The current positive test rate for COVID in Massachusetts is 8.1% over the last 7 days. 675 new cases were reported yesterday, with over 10,000 tests done the previous day. Rhode Island is on track to begin phase two of their reopening plan Monday. Restaurants will be allowed to seat patrons indoors with restrictions. Gyms, hair salons, and nail salons will be allowed to reopen, and youth sports will be able to resume. The Department of Veterans Affairs has drastically scaled back their use of hydroxychloroquine to treat veterans with COVID-19 after a major study raised questions about its effectiveness. Despite a severe uptick in COVID-19 cases, Brazil's largest city, Sao Paulo, will allow stores and shopping malls to reopen. ICU beds there are currently at 90% capacity. And the IRS has issued a press release informing Americans many of you will receive your stimulus payments via a prepaid debit card that will arrive in a plain envelope. Many individuals reported thinking that was junk mail, so the IRS wanted you to know. WEEI is helping Boston stay connected. For more, visit radio.com/stay connected. Your next update at 9 a.m. here on WEEI.
The Greco Morning Show, broadcasting live from the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI studios.
I want to know what became of the changes we waited for love to bring. Were they only the fitful dreams of some greater? Of an eye. When the morning light comes streaming in, you get up and do it again.
All requests rejoin Friday, Ken?
Absolutely.
We should probably get some Bruce and some drop kicks at some point this morning because of the show from Fenway tonight.
Right.
I tried to get Ken Casey of the drop kicks to get Bruce on the show today, but it's not happening. Said there's a slight possibility Monday.
Really?
Whoa.
But I don't know what would I...
I don't even know that I could deal with you having Bruce on the phone.
What would I have left to work for? I mean, if I got Bruce Springsteen as a guest, that nothing. Would be... It's like the...
For old, you, that's your, like, white whale?
Literally.
Yeah. Yes. Great literary reference right there.
Mm-hmm. That was impressive. Yeah.
Listen, I have a college degree, buddy. Mm-hmm. Do you have one?
I do.
Did the guy who did that report for you tell you about it?
Huh? No. I did my own reports.
Did you pay somebody to write that report for you?
I did my own reports.
Cliff Notes?
Nope. Malcolm X autobiography.
Yes, that is the Bruce Springsteen interview would be my white whale.
Okay.
You are correct about that.
And
yes.
Wiggy's book is going to be titled Whatever the Case May Be.
Sick. It's a good book, man. You should get it.
This, that, and the other.
Some teaching points, advice. It gives you some advice, life advice.
He's going to write about Oprah.
Yeah, it can give you some life advice.
Now, you realize with the mayor canceling the marathon yesterday, or maybe I shouldn't say canceling, redirecting the marathon to a virtual marathon, that means there can be no fans in Gillette Stadium at an NFL game this fall, right?
Well, no, because the governor will make the decision on Gillette because that's in Foxborough. The mayor, there'll be no Celtics Bruins games with fans.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when they come
so
back.
So you're telling me that you think the governor, when the mayor is saying we can't have a large gathering of people on the streets of Boston.
Right.
You think the governor is going to step out on his own and say the week, the Sunday before the marathon would have happened or mm-hmm. whenever that first Patriots game is.
Right.
You think the governor is going to step out on his own and say that thousands of people could be at Gillette Stadium for a Patriots game? You're nuts.
Yes.
If you think
well, they haven't been
different.
On the
you
they
don't
haven't
think
been
so?
On the same page.
No, they haven't.
Yeah.
So why not? Well, you see, the Texas governor has already said that at the beginning of June that outdoor stadiums can hold 25% of what their capacity would be
next week.
That's what Texas governor said. So think of a stadium like where the Texas Longhorns play, which holds 100,000 people.
Yeah.
I mean, so you're talking 25,000 during college football season. Well, I don't know about college football season. It might even be more because he's saying 25% at the beginning of June.
Yeah.
So who knows what you get to when you get to the end of August.
You know what Massachusetts is like?
What?
Remember when you were a kid
mm-hmm.
and you were grounded?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And the whole neighborhood started to go outside and,
right.
and play with each other.
Right. And you had that.
You could hear your windows
and
open.
And you're sitting there in your window staring right. out at everybody else outside right. playing and having right. fun.
You had that military or preacher parent and they wouldn't let you out no matter what.
Yeah, because remember, you had pneumonia.
Remember when like remember when in high school when yeah. your friend was having a party because right. the parents weren't home?
Right.
And your parents said you can't go to the party because
right.
the parents aren't there?
Right.
And
you were 18.
That's what Massachusetts is yeah. like. Yes. And you were 18. Yeah. You were an adult.
Well, that's what. So I'm not sure about the Patriots game, but based off of what we've seen, if he's already canceled the fall, when are they expected to, if they have the playoffs and everything and basketball and hockey, they possibly could be starting their seasons up in December. Is he going to then allow fans, he might just cancel winter because isn't winter like flu season? And then when we're going to get the second spike?
Yes, yes.
So they're
Listen, I hate to be the bearer of bad news.
Right.
But Marty Walsh essentially said yesterday
mm-hmm.
that until there is a vaccine.
Right.
And this is the first time that he has said this. Until there is a vaccine, there cannot be any activities essentially that happen here in Boston.
Right.
That's nuts. That's going to be such a long time.
Right. But think about all the activities.
So if we, I'm sorry to cut you off.
No,
so what if we do develop a vaccine? Okay. So the mm-hmm. vaccine is available.
Mm-hmm.
What is to say? Well, how are we going to determine the numbers of people that are comfortable getting it, who will get it, who will have access to it? So, I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if when the vaccine comes, Marty comes out and says something like X number of Bostonians need to be vaccinated. Like, how are
right.
they going to do that?
If you can't force people right now.
Because
not everybody's going to be willing to take it.
No,
first.
Right. No, there's a lot
so
of people.
So why is that the
will.
Marker?
50% or more will, and then you get herd immunity.
No.
Oh,
there was just I have to look 50%
for. 50% through the flu. You're saying more than 50 won't do this
no,
one?
No, no. Yeah, there was just a thing on social media I have to find that I know, Curtis, you might be able to help me out with
this. I don't believe it. It's probably done true.
Right. And where they, I guess, did a study and it said that like 50% of the people would not get the
yeah.
coronavirus vaccine.
Ken, would you get it?
Of course.
You would? Okay.
100%.
Yeah. This is the mayor speaking yesterday.
Nothing close to old normal routines will be possible until a vaccine or an effective treatment for COVID is ready. That's why everyone who can work from home should continue to work from home, and we're stressing that.
Nothing close to old routines
mm-hmm.
can happen
right.
in a major metropolitan city until there's a vaccine?
Does he get asked about this report where 21 states that opened well before we
mm-hmm.
have shown no signs of increase in cases and deaths? Like, wouldn't that be the only question worth asking? What else is relevant? Other states have the same virus present, did something diametrically opposed to what we're doing.
They have the same situations in their state, Curtis. Every state is different. Every density is different. Every city is different.
Well, we'd have
I think Atlanta's pretty dense. I think Miami's pretty dense.
Did they have the outbreak we had with Biogen and the number of cases that we have here?
Well, we know
but it's not spreading more rapidly. Do you understand that?
Look at the case numbers. 90,000
plus. So, Ken, what would happen if Massachusetts went back to work? Okay, we're not freaking open. What if we opened up now, Ken? What would happen here?
If you had mass gatherings, you'd have outbreaks in 2 to 3 weeks.
Not mass gatherings. I'm not saying open up Fenway Park. I'm saying open up a restaurant outside Fenway
next
Park.
Week. Greg said next week.
At 50% capacity.
From, a week from Monday, June 8th.
Okay.
Now, I think you'd have to you'd have to look at a state like Illinois. Chicago's a pretty big city, right? Pretty big. Mm-hmm. I mean, they're third as far as the most cases in the U.S. California's fourth, and then we're fifth here mm-hmm. in Massachusetts. Mm-hmm. But isn't California and Illinois, aren't they like ahead of us?
It's a,
what is it?
He's
not
a college grad, Illinois. People are chuckling because he said Illinois. I mean,
there's an S
on
the end of it. It's not Illinois.
Right.
I don't know who taught you that, but there's an
okay.
S. The S sound. I don't know where you got that
yeah?
from.
Okay.
There's an S sound.
I don't know where you got Illinois, mm-hmm. but there's an S. And I got it for you, Ken.
Obama
right?
pronounces his home state wrong. That's weird.
Well, that's Obama. He's a little different there.
Has the mayor canceled the tree lighting ceremony in December yet?
Yes.
Is that canceled?
He has.
Okay.
And
he's like Michael Scott. He already canceled Christmas.
I mean, but honestly... So
everything in Arkansas is also canceled.
I just these things just
Worcester's closed.
These things just kind of get slid in during these press conferences.
Right. That's what she said.
So he is saying,
yeah,
when it comes to the old normal,
yep,
that doesn't happen in Boston until there's a vaccine.
And we're not even sure if that happens. CBS News, I found the articles on CBSNews.com. I don't know if Ken finds that site to be reputable.
Right. Yeah. Fake news.
Here is the headline. Only half of Americans would get a COVID-19 vaccine, poll shows.
Yeah.
Well, that's pretty good. 50%. Yeah. Herd immunity is there.
No old normal.
No.
Until we get a vaccine.
Nothing close to old normal routines will be possible until a vaccine or an effective treatment for COVID is ready.
With all due respect to our mayor, like, he is the least qualified man in the world to be talking about health care. Like, what the hell does he know?
So what's he do with the schools? I cannot wait, especially because that's going to be the I think when you asked the question, right, about the stadiums and, you know, what's going to happen.
He's not going to open them up.
Right, but then
what about the colleges?
What does the governor then do? Right. If Monty Walsh is saying nobody can go back to Boston public schools, but the governor is saying, OK, Massachusetts, you can have. What then happens there? Right. You asked about stadiums and we're like, well, you know, with Gillette being in Foxborough, that's the governor's decision. When you're talking about schools, who knows? Because remember when it all broke initially, Monty Walsh was like, all right, you guys are going to go back to school on like a Tuesday.
Yeah.
And then the governor was like, nope, no schools.
Yeah. Well, there's a texter who has to get to work who wants me to get to Dumbest of the Day. So let's get to that before we get to trending.
It's time for...
Hey, moron. Hey.
What a dope.
Hey, idiot. Hey, dumbass.
The Dumbest.
I mean, I'm not as dumb as you think I am.
No, you are dumb.
Of...
Dumb.
The...
Dumb, dumb, dumb.
Day.
I'm not dumb.
Dumbasses.
People are so dumb.
All right, time now for the dumbest of the day from yesterday, Danielle. What was it?
So if you've been curious about how leprechauns are handling lockdown, they're doing just fine.
Oh, good.
There's a fella by the name of Kevin Woods, and he is someone who's very close to the leprechaun community. He can communicate with them.
Is he a leprechaun whisperer?
Essentially, okay. Yes. He's got that kind of spirit world connection. And he appeared on a program called This Morning with Eamon Holmes and Ruth Langsford. And he talks about how the leprechauns are doing up the mountain.
Leprechauns are spirits. I visit them under the mountain each day to check them out. I've been up there every day. I haven't broken the restrictions. I communicate them through an out-of-body experience. I don't want to go deeply into that, but it's an out-of-body experience. Everyone knows what I mean, and I can transfer my spirit up there.
Wow. You can transfer his spirit up there.
Well, I hope
that's how Greg's going to work remotely from now on. He's just going to transfer his spirit to the studio.
I hope he didn't gather with a group of more than 10 leprechauns at the same time. I hope they were social distancing when they were gathering.
I mean, they're small, so can you skirt the number rules? I don't know.
All right. Well, it's good to know.
But
the
they're hanging in there.
All I can think about is that, I don't know if you ever heard the audio from that dude that was being like down in, I forget where he was, like in Alabama or something like that. It was a leprechaun in the trees.
Instagram post that just came from Tom Brady, now selling Leprechaun multivitamins,
ooh,
a
awesome
package of for $49.99 available right now on Tom Brady's
embarrassing
Instagram.
Embarrassing behavior by you, Gregory.
All right, let's get to what is trending.
The Greg Hill Show, morning 6 to 10. Now here's what's trending on WEEI.
Well, we got WEEI Classics back tonight across the Shaws and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network. That'll be 7 p.m. tonight. 2013 World Series game number 6. That'll be an exciting one to listen into. The 2020 Boston Marathon officially canceled. First time in its 123-year history. It was September 14th. That was the pushback date, but Greg is happy that the virtual plan is in place.
Yeah.
Working on a plan to allow runners to participate remotely.
Oh, there's going to be exciting. A lot of controversy for whoever wins that. A lot of controversy.
Yeah, well, I mean, what about, like, what do the, for instance, the Kenyans do? Are they doing it virtually in Kenya? Or do you have to run it on the same kind of similar course
terrain, right,
area?
Right. Well, that's, you know, I think there's a lot of questions that a mayor's going to have to answer about, you know, with those. Because the terrain, isn't there? What's the uphill? Isn't there a hill or something?
Yeah, Heartbreak Hill.
Right, so now you have to simulate that if you're in Kenya.
Isn't there a hill or something?
Yeah, I don't know. I've never been to a marathon.
You haven't?
No.
WPS marathon?
Yeah, just
nobody's going to the marathon WPS?
Yeah, it really never did anything for me.
Oh, by the way, I have a whole list of summer activities I wanted to run past Wiggy.
Okay.
BPS or WPS?
Oh, you do? All right.
Yeah, love that.
Okay. Is this the risk factors for summer activities that you're obsessed with?
I mean, yeah. Well, most of these I would not participate in.
Okay.
Remember, there's a different risk level for BPS and WPS.
But honestly, I feel like this might be my year for the marathon.
It could be.
With the virtual marathon, right. I think I can win that.
Right. Like, you get the right IT guy, the right technology?
Do you have to have like a timer or like some kind of a marshal with you? Or,
I don't think so.
All right. I feel like this could be my year. I mean, I could be right there.
So close.
You'd have an asterisk, of course, but you could live with that.
Yes, it will.
Is right.
You could be the first white person to win the Boston Marathon in, I don't know, how many, like 50 years? It's been a long time. Wait a second. Greg Hill won it?
Yeah.
Not Kenyon?
There he is in his white T-shirt getting the wreath put on his head, virtually.
The man from Illinois finished in second.
That's right. There's an S on Illinois.
Can I ask you a question, though? If you've been training now twice, like putting your body through immense turmoil to train for the marathon twice.
I would run.
Do you get anything out of doing the virtual marathon?
No, I would just run the marathon.
On that day?
If you want to go on that day.
Better not.
Maybe you can't do it that day because, you know, he has a stick up his butt. But I'd say, you know, a week before that, 2 weeks before that, you can jog, right? So why can't
you just... Who's going to know?
Right. Why can't you just jog from wherever the marathon starts in
Hopkinton
to, you know, Boylston Street and you're just, I'm going for a jog.
Why don't they run it and have it finish right before the city line, like, you know, have it finish right before Boston.
Right. Or back up
because
the other towns
don't care.
They're not part of the mayor has no control over Hopkinton.
Be like a protest, just run right around Boston.
You think Wellesley is okay with people going through their town right now?
Odds are out for AP Coach of the Year, Belichick, the co-favorite with Bruce Arians.
Oof.
Right now, 12-1 bets. Would you put some money down on Belichick Coach of the Year?
I would, because if he can get this team to Greg...
8-8. Why 8-8?
I think 8-8, you're going to have to do more than that. He's got to get to, 10-6.
Okay.
10-6, 11-5. Yeah. If he can do that, he gets Coach of the Year.
You're helping out. Wiggy is lowering expectations to rock-bottom levels. So Belichick goes 8-8, people are parade. Another Cam Newton guy, Rodney Harrison. How about that? This is now, we've had Willie McGinnis to say the Patriots should sign Cam Newton. We've had Michael Lombardi, and now Rodney Harrison. Do you think there's anything to this?
I think they should sign Cam Newton. Yes, go get him. I think with Cam Newton, you've brought me back. You've made me feel like, ooh, there's a chance that you put a good decent defense out there. I think this guy's still got some gas left in his tank, and, you know, Josh McDaniels will scheme up a good system for him.
I think there's a good chance it still happens, Greg. If you have these three heavy hitters, you know, talking about it, they're briefed, aren't they?
I don't think they're briefed.
Yeah.
I mean,
I don't think Rodney
McGinnis, Rodney Harrison, and Michael Lombardi?
I think Rodney's just giving his opinion on it, though.
Yeah. Well, Michael Lombardi's son is on the coaching staff, so he's definitely briefed.
Maybe him. I'd say maybe Mike Lombardi, but that'd be a good sign.
I'm telling you, Bill sees something in Jarrett Stidham, and he's going to go with Jarrett Stidham.
It goes back to Ken's original article that he wrote on WEEI that I read, and I'm like, man, this is great, where Bill could be a genius and say by Stidham.
But why is it so far-fetched to think that one of the greatest football minds ever sees something in that young quarterback, like he saw in another young quarterback, that means he wants to go with him? Why is that so ludicrous?
I think it's more that he knows this is the perfect opportunity for tanking without really tanking.
Maybe. That might be
the same brilliant guy drafted Ryan Mallett in the third round, Kevin O'Connell in the third round.
I mean, you're just saying
it's brilliant. I mean,
engulfing you. You gotta get out of this.
He lucked into the greatest quarterback in the history of the game at 199.
You're gonna the stress from the hate of Bill Belichick is gonna destroy you. You're gonna die young.
Oh, I mean, you look old anyway. I mean, my over under is 38.
Well, thank Dick. Almost Rick, there. Dick Raybine for that one for Brady.
All right.
And that's what's trending.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This is the Greg Hill Show on WEEI.
Dropkicks tonight, live at Fenway Park. You can't go.
No.
And you won't be able to go to a concert at Fenway Park until sometime in 2021 or 20. Well, when there's a. I guess you'll be able to go to a concert in Boston when there's a vaccine, right?
Right.
That would be the first time that you'd be able to go to a concert. So
that means no new kids.
Mm-hmm.
Son of a bitch. Yeah.
And I know that Ken always says we're in a different position because of the state we're in than compared to other states.
Yes, yes.
Then it seems like New York is ahead of us, right? And they were the ones.
How?
Because the Brooklyn Nets opened up their facilities, I want to say, a couple of days ago, where they are starting to allow players back in to work out.
Yeah.
I haven't heard anything about the Celtics facilities being open. Which is literally, what, right across the street from us here?
Yeah, yeah.
And so when you think about, like, places that have been affected the most, New York is number one on the list. And
yeah.
I don't know what some of their restrictions are or where they are.
They have not opened New York City. I mean, that's a big source of discussion down there.
Oh,
No, but if the...
You'd be terrified if they did, right? Imagine if they opened something up.
But all I'm saying, if the Brooklyn Nets opened up their facilities, right, and is allowing players to work out there... Isn't Brooklyn in a hotter hit place than we are?
You love the terror in Ken's voice when somebody suggests that some place might open something up or something. He says, "Well, they're not gonna open up New York City."
He
well,
dumps every reference to the word
New
open.
New York is closed for eternity.
Well, then explain to me why the Nets open their facilities.
I think it's just a controlled. It's an exception. They let sports back. Cuomo's let sports back in the state. I don't know why.
Well. Not till we get a vaccine.
Yeah. Yep.
Nothing close to old normal routines will be possible until a vaccine.
That reminds me of "Ask not what your country can do for you." I mean, talk about inspiring leadership.
Well, it's going to be there can be no Halloween, correct?
No Halloween.
It's going to be virtual Halloween.
No Halloween.
That sucks.
But taxes are still due. Those are open.
What about Black Friday? You can't have. Can you have a lot? Well, the stores you could Black Friday only at Home Depot and Walmart and Costco and Target. That's it. This is Louie. What's up, Louie?
Greg, how are you?
Hey, what's up?
Hey, Wiggs, I love you, man. You're my hero, Snowball.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
Deidre, you got us.
Thank you, buddy.
I have a way to end the lockdown. I have a way to lock to end the lockdown.
Yeah.
Okay.
A recall petition. Pull out all the politicians who are keeping us locked down. A recall petition. Pen and paper, man. That's all you need.
Do petitions ever work? When was the last time a petition for anything worked?
I don't know.
I mean,
enough people are pissed off, man.
Yeah.
You know, I think you got a shot. Put the scare of God into these guys. We could end it, brother.
Yeah, I don't know.
Wiggy has a petition to get Nick off the show.
Oh.
Yeah, it doesn't work, though. The higher-ups are not listening. When you look at it, when are we ever here in Massachusetts gonna do things? Because it doesn't.
We're not.
Why though? Explain to me, if you're the mayor, explain to me why you canceled the marathon 4 months ahead of when it's supposed to be done. Why not wait till, you know, I was talking to my wife about this last night, you know, after our midnight medicine. Why not? Why not, like, at the beginning?
So at 12:03?
No, more like 12:58.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. I'm a marathon runner.
You're a stud.
Yeah, so put it like that. But why not make the decision August 1st, right? Yeah. Month and a half away, you know, kind of say, okay, we can have
it. I assume that he is going to say... And maybe he'll call in and tell us about it this morning, although I don't think he listens to the program anymore, mm-hmm. neither he nor the governor.
Mm-hmm. Greg who? But, never heard of him.
But I think he would probably say that it is because people need to make plans, whether it's not only runners that are coming mm-hmm. from elsewhere, but companies like John Hancock who support it, and mm-hmm. They need to be able to make their plans. So, But, I mean, think about the economic impact that the marathon could have had mm-hmm. for all of those places that are along the route.
Right.
So whether it's Hopkinton where it starts mm-hmm. or, you know, the Cleveland Circle where everybody gathers. I mean, Boylston Street. I mean, all those businesses now are going to get $0.
Right. I thought I heard
all the hotels that need – the hotels need people to mm-hmm. come and stay in them.
I thought I heard on OMF that last year brought like $200 million into the city.
It's over $200 million that the marathon brings into the city.
Now, granted, you probably wouldn't get that, but you know, to get something out of that would be great.
Well, you can make the same amount with the virtual marathon.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
Not to mention though, removing the $200 million, which is great for our restaurants, hotels, and bars, and all that. Think about the amount of money that goes to charities from runners of the Boston.
Yeah, correct. I mean, that's a nightmare. What are people like Julia Hill, my daughter, was mm-hmm. running for the Greg Hill Foundation.
Right.
Right.
What are they? Are they supposed to go back to everybody who donated for them and say, hey, you know, mm-hmm. I'm going to run next year if there's a marathon next year? And What are all those charities supposed to do?
I thought it was weird that you announced that you were intending to run around 3 yesterday.
Hello, Glenn.
What's going on?
What's up, Glenn?
Hey, Wiggs.
What up?
Listen, I've owned a business for going on 30 years. It's 29 years in Boston. I need public. My business plan was all about the marathon, about Fenway, about people, about students, about everything. I don't want to say what I do because I don't trust that mayor. All my permits will be pulled if I'm going to be complaining about him. But just listen to that guy. He's speaking for me. I'm probably going to lose everything. My taxes haven't been cut because of what his decisions are. I can barely make it. I made a good living. I hard work and put all my kids through college. And this guy is killing everything. And the reason why is because he's just going to do the opposite of Trump. He's just a belligerent, you son of a. He looks good. His hair. He drives me absolutely insane. It's not about anything. It's just about whatever Trump's going to do, he's going to do the opposite, and he doesn't care about the people. He can't. Those 21 states that have opened up are doing well. People are going to get sick. They're going to get sick. We all understand that. But under good, controlled environments with people using educated decisions, we can make this work. And the problem is we have a mayor who's not educated, who just listen to him. Listen to that statement about old. It makes me cringe to think I'm going to lose everything because he's making decisions for me and my family.
And
it's sickening.
And you, with regard to the statement, you're saying that nobody can return to their old normal life until there's a vaccine or some kind of a treatment, right? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, listen to him. And one more thing. What the hell were you building the other day, Danielle? What was that?
What, the squirrel cage?
Oh, my God, no. My love.
Danielle.
He's obsessed with it. Glenn, why are you obsessed with it? Like, it's just, who cares? I rehab animals, and they need a place to go before they're able to be on their own in the wild.
I had the farts list. I like you, and I follow you, but you got a duck in your hand, then you...
it's not my duck, though.
Is that code?
Then you're hugging a porn star, then you're building something for squirrels. I don't get it. I love you, but, you know...
Glenn, then unfollow if you don't like my content. This is my life. I'm not going to change.
No. If you can believe it, that's the highlight of my day.
All right, then. There you go.
That took a turn.
I'm having a squirrel problem. Danielle, come get some squirrels out of my house.
Okay. Why don't you go to Wiggy's house?
Right, and get the squirrels.
Venture out of your dark lair, Danielle.
With the outside world. In her hazmat suit.
That's what I'm going to call Ken from now on, dark laired.
And go...
All right.
And go rescue the squirrels that are eating Wiggy's trash.
Okay.
How many squirrels are they?
I don't know. It's like...
Are you sure it's squirrels and not raccoons?
No, there's squirrels. Have you seen them? Yeah, because I saw one pop out the other day. By the time I ran in to get the 30-06, it was long gone up the tree.
You mother!
You're going to shoot the thing?
Well, I don't want to shoot it, but unless something's going to happen, I'm going to have to make an example out of one of these squirrels.
Oh, they learn real well.
Going
to hang the pelt up so the other ones see it?
I'm going to, like Vlad the Impaler, I'm going to kill the one squirrel and I'm going to put him right in front of the trash cans on a stick.
He made the squirrel watch his highlights from the snowball.
Well, then he'd be over the house every night.
Why don't you put little buckets of water?
No, not with the drowning. Stop.
Why?
Because it's awful.
I've got them both small caliber hunting rifles and said, whoever can come home with the most squirrels at the end of the night, $50.
Wow.
Meanwhile, I'm up in the middle at 2 o'clock in the morning bottle feeding them.
I don't know, but those 64-gallon plastic trash cans, they're not cheap.
No, I know they're not.
Right? And these squirrels, they've already ruined two of them for me.
How about Dale's admission yesterday? He put a garden hose in a hole and killed his chipmunk in his front yard.
Yeah, I can't with that.
What?
Yeah, he flooded it out.
Yeah, there are foxes that live in my backyard that I have no problem with. I leave them alone, Danielle, because they're not doing anything.
They're not a nuisance.
Yeah, but these squirrels, we got action.
They're just trying to feed their kids, Wiggy?
Well, listen, I'm about to go.
So what is the issue? They're getting in. Where's your trash? Is it outside?
Right in front of my driveway.
Okay.
Is it covered? Are they getting in under the lid?
No, they're chewing through the lid.
Mm.
No, they're not.
Yeah, they are.
Squirrels can't
chew. All right, I'm going to take a picture of my trash.
Are you sure it wasn't a raccoon that did that and then the squirrel got in?
It's got to be a bigger animal.
No, I got a security system, so it's not raccoons. I would see it if it was raccoons.
Oh. So you can't see the squirrels, though, on your cameras?
No, I'm not seeing any. I see them.
They're ninja squirrels, Greg.
I see them popping out of the trash cans every now and then, running right up the tree.
Well, there's got to be like a pest guy listening or something who can tell you what. There's probably like a humane way to do something. That's what Danielle.
Well, my wife called about the foxes and they want money to come get them. I'm like,
they're gonna kill them. You can't relocate wildlife, so they're gonna come get them and kill them.
Yeah, but if they're gonna charge me, I can do it myself. They sit in the yard like they're animals. It's easy to snipe them and pick them off. I mean,
squirrel.
This conversation.
No, I mean, I'm not going to pay somebody to come out and kill foxes when I could do it for free.
I feel like the velocity of the weapons that you're using might be too big. It's like you're like a bazooka.
I mean,
can't you get them with like a BB gun?
Well, normally they're to hunt deer, so we don't have BB guns around the house. So we, I mean, we only have high caliber.
He's got an AR-15 with his sights set on a squirrel.
I know. Well, five neighbors are going to be shot with friendly fire when he's trying to get a squirrel.
That trash barrel's expensive. Get out the way.
I do like to go to the gun range, so I'm a gun enthusiast. I have guns, so you know, but. Hey, these squirrels are a nuisance.
Keep the guns out of here, please.
I mean, we just accomplished flattening the curve, right. And Wiggy's going to overwhelm the healthcare system when he goes out and starts shooting randomly.
Hey, I'm doing what they do in Florida. On my property, stand my ground.
Just because you have good aim on Call of Duty doesn't mean you're really a good shot.
No, actually, I do have really good aim, though. I go to the gun range a lot, so I do have actually pretty good aim.
Okay, just keep the guns away.
And I shoot all the time.
But that was funny, Danielle. That was that has to be on purpose, that assembly guide that you had for the squirrel thing.
Oh, my God.
It's got to be. That has to have been done on purpose. Did you guys see that?
Totally, yeah.
It has to have been done on purpose.
Like some
disgruntled employee working at the factory who made the assembly guide for the squirrel thing. Instead of parts, it says farts.
There's like seven appearances of the word farts. Yeah, it's hilarious.
It has to.
And I've had this is the second one I've put together. I have to see if maybe I can find the instruction sheet from the first one to see if that was like that also, or if some rogue employee at the factory was like, screw this, it's my last day.
This is Jesse from Maine. Hey, Jesse.
Hey, how you doing?
What's up?
I just want to say two quick things. First thing is, isn't it weird, Greg, the one that called you a fool and called people bozos is the one chopping snakes' heads off and drowning chipmunks and laughing about it online?
Yes.
I took a shovel and cut its head off.
Animal lives apparently don't matter to Dale. No, like, it's just the
like
elderly.
It's projection. It is what it is.
Yeah.
But the other thing I want to talk about is me and my wife have determined we're going to move out to Arizona. We've been out there before and we loved it. We came back here for family. And we kind of realized, like, if we really want to hit, like, our life goals financially and kind of just enjoy, you know, the freedoms that this country has to offer, we can't do it here in this state.
Mm-hmm.
And so what I was thinking is long-term, not like we're starting to open the economy up, you know, thank God the tyrannical guy letting us peasants get some scraps. But as long-term, the small businesses, the big businesses, they're going to move out of state. And long term, that's going to do the most damage because that's going to take jobs with them. That's going to take tax revenue. And that's going to take the working class out of the state. So that's just what I was calling about.
Well, I mean, Maine, if I lived in Maine, I mean, there's virtually.
I don't live in Maine. I'm sorry.
Oh, okay.
I call from Maine. I live in Massachusetts. I call from Maine.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, we've lost a lot of jobs in the city.
Yeah.
I mean, remember when the mayor was on, and I was asking him about, was it Travelocity that had just shut down their Boston headquarters?
Yep.
And he's like, yeah, I saw that. That's a unfortunate thing. Hmm. It's like, unfortunate.
Right.
It's like,
yeah, that's people, unfortunate.
These businesses were making Boston their hub.
Right.
And now they're finding out that they can't open their business up until we have a vaccine.
I know. But Karen Stoka's housing allowance is down to $28,000 this year.
In Maine, where they have virtually no cases, there's 100,000 small businesses that have closed. 100,000.
Wow.
100,000 are done. That's done, nuts. Finished, kaput. That's it.
Wow. So think about what the number's going to be here then.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Right. All right. We are going to get to Danielle, the squirrel saver, and the news coming up next.
All right, football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Back to the Greg Hill Show on Sports Radio WEEI. It's time for...
good news for you this morning.
The news.
In 3, 2, 1.
With your host...
I've just been handed an urgent and horrifying news story.
Danielle Murr.
Cannonball!
because I am good at three things: fighting, screwing, and reading the news.
Brought to you by Northeast Men's Health, specializing in men's sexual health.
Worth it!
On Sports Radio WEEI.
News team, assemble!
There's a new Northeast Men's Health office in Dedham next to Legacy Place. You can learn more at northeastmenshealth.com or you can call 617-793-5000.
Third night of rioting and looting happened in Minneapolis, Minnesota. A group of demonstrators swarmed a police station. In fact, the mayor had instructed police officers to abandon the 3rd Precinct station because of the danger there. Fires were set everywhere, of course. All of this in protest of the death of George Floyd, the man who, as a black man, white police officer, kneeled on his neck for like 7+ minutes, kept telling the police officer that he couldn't breathe, and then wound up dying afterwards. So it's been an absolute nightmare in the Minneapolis area. There was a CNN crew that was arrested overnight while they were reporting on the protests.
What were they arrested for?
They said, they've only released a statement. They said that CNN released a statement. They said that the three journalists were arrested for, quote, doing their jobs despite identifying themselves, which is a clear violation of their First Amendment rights. Let me see if I can get a little bit more details on
what they were like in the area. In the area where the looting and the rioting was going
exactly.
on.
Exactly. Exactly.
The lead anchor was a black man. They were released, I see. No.
Yeah. They were released, yep. And they were able to go back on the air shortly thereafter.
The guy, the cop should have been arrested right away.
Instantly. That's the reason why this is all going on.
If you did what he did to a police officer, you would be arrested on the scene.
I'd have been shot and killed.
Well,
But he
should have been arrested immediately.
Yes. Did you see how many cops were in front of his house?
No.
There's a video out there on social media where they actually found the guy's address. I forget what his name is. And there were a ton of cops in front
protecting his house and his family or what have you. Yeah.
Right.
But the looting is not right either. I mean,
there's a lot of looting going on.
Here's what I'll say about the looting, right? I don't agree with it, but I understand the frustration, right? And you get to a certain point, and unless you've been there before, it's really hard for you to understand. You get to a certain point.
One time I participated in a riot when they removed the student parking area at Neshoba Regional High School.
Oh, boy.
Whoa. It was a nonviolent protest.
Right. But it's, a little bit of a riot. Right. So no looting going on.
I understand you're going to say, Greg Hill, you cannot understand this. So
no, I didn't say. I agree with you. I'm talking about understanding the frustration that you feel when, and this could be people deal with it of all colors, when you feel so frustrated because no one's listening or hearing you, and you just keep, you keep getting cornered and pushed back, and it seems like you get to a breaking point where you ultimately just say, the only way to fight fire is with fire itself.
Yeah.
And that's where you run into the frustration of the protesters that want to see justice. There'll always be a couple that will then, somebody throws that first rock and that opens the floodgates.
I threw a rock at Woodland when they ran out of chicken fingers.
Well, that's all it takes is that first person. And then boom, there you go. And then you get the people that come down there and they go, okay, let me see if I can get a new TV out of the deal.
But it stinks if you're not first in. I saw this eyewitness account. A guy was filming, and somebody was stealing from Target. They were stealing the clothes mannequin. You know the mannequin,
right?
Like, what are you gonna?
At that point, like you said, he was late to the party, so he's just grabbing what he can.
Whatever he can. Yes.
That was all that was left at Target.
Right. Oh, that got the mannequin. What you gonna do with the mannequin, bro? There you go, bro. Hey, that's what I'm talking about, bro.
The mannequin.
At that point, you're just, you go from, they didn't clean this place out, to what can I get? Hey, grab the mannequin or grab the grocery cart.
Right. I'm going to sell it on eBay.
Yeah, it's right. Target mannequin.
There was also another incidents of violence at one of the Targets there, because a lot of the stores had closed up and boarded up their windows in advance of what they thought was going to be looting. And there was a woman who was trying to stop people from stealing stuff at Target. She was in a wheelchair and she gets sprayed with a fire extinguisher.
Yeah, I saw this.
What a mess.
Lady. Yeah.
How awful.
Yeah. We have some audio from her afterwards.
Are you okay? They attacked me from back and from front and back. Punched me in my mouth, my head. I got punched in the head several times. I got grabbed from behind. People grabbed my wheelchair. They stole my keys. They stole everything they could off of me. I got maced in the face. I got covered with fire extinguisher stuff. I've already seen the EMTs and they told me to go home, but somebody just had milk and that's supposed to help with mace.
Yeah, that's the crazy part. I mean, when you think about, like, because there are people down there that get in, you know, there are people that their only intention is to harm and just do damage. I mean, they ain't thinking about nothing else. They just like, we're here to do damage.
Now, listen, address these. There's some texters who are in your court. They got your back. And then there's some who are very upset with you. 781 texter, Wiggy, that's a ridiculous statement.
What's that?
The people that are being looted, like Target, are being held responsible for Floyd's death. How is that justice?
No, I didn't say I agree with the looting. I said I understand when people get so frustrated and they feel like there's no help for them. And then there are people that what they end up doing is they fight fire with fire and they say, we're going to start destroying stuff because no one's listening to us. We're out here dying every day. And I always say this all the time, right? And this is maybe what the texter doesn't understand, that when somebody uses the N-word, that's not black, right? There are two types of people. One, the person who will say, hey, you need to check yourself.
Before I wreck yourself. Right.
And then there's the other person that won't say anything. And
he'll just steal a mannequin.
No. He'll just,
a mannequin.
Yeah, mannequin.
Yeah.
But he'll haul off and fire you in the face, right? Mm-hmm. And it's the same with people. You know, there are some people that, you know, can do a peaceful protest, and then it gets to a point where when peace ain't working, man, sometimes the only way to combat violence is with violence itself.
What you gonna do with the mannequin, bro?
I guess I just don't understand, Wiggy, why if you're trying to get a better relationship or be better understood with police, why committing more acts of crime enables that to occur.
Well, because the thing that you got to realize is that there are some people that will never trust or have faith in the police, right? And so that's the thing, because you're like, well, you know, can't you sit down?
You said they're not being heard, so this is why they're resorting to looting.
Right, because they feel like you're not hearing me, but the only way you're going to really feel my pain is when we...
Well, the police aren't going to feel that pain. That's Target. Well,
they burnt out the police station. They burnt down that one police station. And
But that's taxpayers are going to be paying for that.
I know, but what you're not... I think the part that you're missing is that they're not really thinking about, oh, we're burning down a Target. All they're doing is...
Well, there's a bunch of people just wanted nice TVs, it looked like.
Right, there's always those people, but there are just people there that are just like, the hell with it. I'm fed up, and I'm just going to destroy stuff. And I think I understand what you being fed up and frustrated, but I think there's a better way of doing it. But I do understand why some people get to the point where they might take that violent type of act out, because maybe they just feel like
But to be clear, because this texter wants you to be clear, are you giving them a pass?
I didn't say I'm giving them a pass. Right. I said I understand.
You understand it.
Right. I understand when you get backed into a corner so much, right? And you can only talk for so long before you decide to say, you know what? It's time for me to now take action. And it's not the right way to take action, but there are some people that believe, hey, this is what comes when you don't hear us and you don't protect us.
This is Greg from Mystic, Connecticut. What's up, Greg?
Hey, just calling. You know, love your guys' show. Just a quick aside about our scooter driving female who audio you just played.
Yes.
If you look on all the social media stuff right now, everything that's trending is, she's actually 30. She's got a knife. She's stabbing people.
Oh,
she was not a victim. She actually went to the Target, pulled the knife out and then started using the rascal to kind of stab at people.
She did? Wow.
Oh, yeah. If go online right now, you can see the videos of her trying to stab people. And when you see the close-up of her face and you realize that she's 30, it's like my grandmother from Ireland used to say, it's like she's lived every day twice.
So she's an old 30. Yeah.
Well, you can't be using a rascal as a weapon.
Well, no.
That's not.
No, that's not.
My
mother had one of those, and them things can get up pretty high.
Oh, you take the governor off.
Yeah, you run people over.
I wonder if the Connecticut lady in my lead has a rascal. The lady who spit on the individual who was walking the wrong way down the grocery store aisle.
Yeah, she could have.
At the big Y.
Yeah. Then maybe he knocks her over when she's in the rascal.
So, you're going to get a COVID?
Can you imagine getting to the point where you're a woman, a grown-ass woman.
Right.
And you're in a grocery store in Newtown, Connecticut, and a guy has walked the wrong way down a one-way aisle, and you spit on him?
No, that's insane.
Yeah.
It's insane.
I don't know. I mean, I've seen
Did she take her mask off to spit?
I'm assuming. Otherwise, joke's on you, lady.
I believe it, though. I mean.
Like, irony, my name is thee. I mean, the whole thing is about germs.
Mm-hmm.
And this lady is pissed that a guy is walking the wrong way down the aisle. And she's expectorating her droplets all over the freaking
place. He should have called 911 and had her arrested for attempted murder. That's what he should have
done.
Attempted under COVID. Cuomo's guidelines.
Yeah.
Right.
I mean, are you kidding me? All right. So, Wiggy, I think you got this texter says, Wiggy, you lost me. We need accountability on the police side and on these violent criminals who are doing the looting. I don't know if you would. I mean, do you feel like there should be accountability on both sides?
I do understand the frustration that people have to deal with, right? And I think it's extremely difficult for you to understand that situation unless you've been in there in that situation before and know that everything you say or you try to be peaceful, there's many of peaceful protests out there for Black Lives Matter, and you feel like your message is falling on deaf ears.
Yeah.
Right? So then what do you then do? And it's not smart, I don't believe.
Get a big flat screen TV.
No, but I think you're missing the point there. Those are the fools that will ride, but I don't think it's smart for you to then tear down your community, right?
Your own community.
Your own community. I don't think that's a smart thing to do. But I realize that some people, they're not thinking about their community, right? They're thinking about the hate that they have for the law enforcement. And all they want to do is inflict some type of chaos that they deal with on a daily basis.
What about post-sports victory rioting? Is that WPS or BPS?
No, I think I think all lives matter.
It's APS.
Yes. I think we're all down for that one. But Greg, it's really difficult because I bet a lot of these texters, right, they've never been in that situation, right? And I explained it to them yesterday, and they'll never understand unless they have. I have two young black sons that are going to go through this world, and they are going to be judged based on their appearance. And they're going to be judged.
And do you worry about them?
Yes.
When they're
every
out?
Day.
You do?
Every day.
Because of law enforcement?
Well, because of...
Or just because in general?
It could be because of law enforcement, because all it takes is one bad apple for them to pass up. It could be what we've seen with Ahmaud Arbery, where it was just two regular Joes that wanted to be, super cops. All it takes is one, and I worry about that for my kids. You have a son, right? Your son is how old?
20.
20, right? So my middle son, my middle kid is 17. So he's only a few years behind you. But you never worry about, okay, if my kid leaves, he is now going to encounter somebody that wants to take his life based on how he looks.
Yeah, you're right. No, I don't.
And so people then, they can't understand the frustration of people that then maybe, resort to riots and violence because they don't live in that situation, right? I live in that every day with two young males, with two young black boys growing up. My wife and I, we talk about that all the time. We're scared to send my kid who's going to be going to college in a year. All it takes is one bad apple whether it's law enforcement or whether it's, you know, and that's all it takes. And that's what I live with, but they don't.
Case of WPS mistaken identity Curtis once suffered from. He and his dad at the country club.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Well, and then the server came over and asked Curtis to sign for the food.
Right.
Because she thought Curtis was the father.
Oh, okay. Oh,
That's the only thing he's had to deal with.
40-40 at Woodland, the greatest code. It's free food every time you go.
We are going to take a break, but we'll be right back.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend? Or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.